Hey guys, it's December 26th. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is your host, Doc J, and this is Ball for the Filthy Casual. All right, so as I stated before, I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. I know I did, had a lot of family over, which has been very difficult for everyone in 2020. So I extend my wishes to everybody. I hope you guys really had a great holiday season. We're here to talk about basketball, though. So I'm going to give you guys a Christmas recap. We're going to talk about the Warriors. Are they going to be in trouble? We got new James Harden news. Are the Nets going to be a lock for the NBA Finals? And the Utah Jazz, are they the new Golden State Warriors? It's all coming up today on Ball for the Filthy Casual. All right, so let's go over our Christmas recap. So we had the Heat, who were able to punish the Pelicans, 111-98. The Bucks absolutely destroyed Golden State, 138-99. Brooklyn defeated Boston, 123-95. The Lakers beat the Mavericks, 138-115. And then the Clippers were able to get some revenge on the Nuggets, 121-108. So let's just talk about Kyrie Irving for a second. I know a lot of people, there's a lot of mixed points of view on him just because, you know, he talks about the earth being flat. He has very eccentric ideas about spirituality and chakra, burn sage before every game. But hey, if that's what's going to help you put up 37 points per game, more power to you. Kyrie Irving, ever since he has started playing with Kevin Durant, has looked completely unstoppable. By the way, Kevin Durant himself was able to put up a cool 29 points. And then my man, Jared Allen, was just 1 point away from being a double-double with 11 rebounds and 9 points. Man, I love Jared Allen. I really think that kid has potential to be the best backup center in the NBA. I think him, Christian Wood, and Derek Favors are on track for that. If you guys don't watch the Brooklyn Nets and you guys are basketball fans, which I assume everyone is who's listening to this, guys, check out the Nets. They are just absolutely incredible. Okay, so let's talk about the elephant in the room, guys. We got to talk about the Golden State Warriors. In the past two games, they lost by a combined 65 points, which is extremely damning for your franchise when you're trying to get back into title contention. I think that there was a sense of urgency during the post-interview game with Steph Curry, where he talked about how they need to win immediately. I think that's the right mentality. I think that losing Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant and not having Draymond Green is just, you know, it's very painfully obvious that even with the addition of Kelly Oubre Jr., you know, you're just not quite there. You're not quite where you used to be. And honestly, I think that Golden State really needs to change up their offense completely. You know, when you have a young center like James Wiseman, who is rookie of the year potential, man, I'll tell you what, if I was Steph Curry, I would be running death by pick and roll all day. If the threes are not going to fall for your team, just start driving to the basket. I mean, James Wiseman seems like he would be the perfect piece alongside Steph Curry for that kind of pick and roll tandem. So I fully expect to see them kind of change their offense completely. I think Steve Kerr is a phenomenal coach. Steph Curry is a phenomenal player. So I would expect that if you're a Golden State Warrior fan, keep your eyes out for that. Because, you know, right now they're not a very good three-point shooting team outside of Steph Curry himself. But you still have guys who can space the floor. And like I said, you have a very versatile weapon in James Wiseman that I would like to see them use a lot more. Okay, so it's been reported that James Harden has been fined for his unprofessional behavior and violating the league rules with the NBA. He's expected to make his debut tonight against Portland. I don't expect them to win this game because John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, and Eric Gordon all have tested positive for COVID. Best wishes out to them. I wish you guys a speedy recovery. You know, we're as a society, as a planet, we're still trying to fight COVID-19. So it's super disappointing to hear, you know, players getting that. I hope that it doesn't become a detriment to their health whatsoever. With that said, I don't think James Harden will have a lot of success against Portland, especially because I expect Dame Lillard to come out and really wreak some havoc on Houston because of what happened against the Utah Jazz. He was held scoreless in the first half for the first time in his career since 2014. That's not normal, Dame Lillard. So, you know, I think he'll put the pieces back together and he's going to take out all that aggression on Houston tonight. I also expect to see a really good, strong performance from Christian Wood. I assume they're going to move him to the starting lineup since Boogie's not there. And Christian Wood's a great player. So we're going to see a strong performance from him and hopefully Harden. Like I said before, the same thing kind of applies for Houston that applies for Golden State. When you got a big as versatile as Christian Wood, I mean, just run that pick and roll death by pick and roll all day if your threes are not going down. So, you know, let's talk about James Harden. Look, I like James Harden a lot. He is professional in the sense that he plays through injuries and he's always trying to go out there and play every game he can. Lately, he's been getting himself into some trouble, going to events, not wearing masks, violating NBA league rules, you know, and that's going to cost him some money. Not only is he going to get fined for that, the maximum fine, which he did, every game that he sits out, he loses $500,000, $544,000 every game he decides to sit out or get suspended for. So while James Harden, I think that his trade value is still exceptionally high just because of the caliber of player he is, it's going to continue to diminish as long as he keeps throwing this fit. You know, the difference between what Anthony Davis did versus James Harden is night and day. Anthony Davis was just kind of pouting. He wanted to get out of New Orleans. I get it. And the NBA is a very player-empowered association, which is a double-edged sword. Because, you know, I mean, look what's happening with James Harden right now. It's a complete circus sideshow in Houston, and they're still trying to figure that out. So while I think that it does not reflect well on him in a professional sense, he still is James Harden, runner-up for MVP for the past 5 years. He was leading the league in scoring for the past 3 years. He's led the league in assists before. Like, he's still a player that you want on your team, and there's always going to be a team out there that wants James Harden. But, you know, we'll see. I think that if he continues to act this way, he's going to lose a lot of that trade value. But we'll see. Hey, guys, let's talk about my team. Let's talk about the Utah Jazz, okay? So in 2018, the Utah Jazz were 18th in threes attempted and made per game. Last season, the Jazz were number one, shooting a team percentage of 38%. So I was looking at our preseason games and obviously our opener against Portland, and I have some numbers that might jump out to you guys. So the preseason numbers were 17 out of 41 threes, that's 41%, 12 out of 39, that's 30%, and then 24 out of 52, which is 46%, and in the opener, they shot 19 out of 50, which is 38%. So the mean for all those numbers is 38%, and I fully expect the Jazz to once again be the number one shooting team in terms of three-pointers. I think Quinn Snyder has been able to recognize the importance of the three-ball by watching how Golden State was able to weaponize it to multiple finals victories, and that seems to be the evolution now of the NBA, where the three-pointer is it's necessary. You have to be able to shoot the three at a high clip in today's NBA, and that's because of the success the Golden State Warriors had. And it's interesting too, because we're looking at Golden State, and they were really the ones who changed the game. You know, the two greatest shooters of all time, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, the Splash Brothers, they play for Golden State. I mean, that's probably common knowledge for everybody, but it took the league a few years to be able to catch up to that. And I think that now that they have, there's going to have to be a new evolution for Golden State if they want to stay relevant. And honestly, that's why I believe that the Jazz have kind of become the new Golden State Warriors in terms of three-point percentage and shooting capability. Look, when you have a team that can shoot 38% from three, that's absolutely remarkable. The Jazz are going to continue to perform at that level. And like I said, I think the Jazz, once again this year, are going to be the number one 3% shooting team. And so here's the thing, too. You know, Utah is a small market team. I understand that. But I think it's also time the national analysts, Vegas, I think everyone needs to stop sleeping on the Jazz. I think that there are a few national analysts who need to stop watching just the nationally televised games and get themselves league pass, you know, because it's very clear that these guys are not watching the Hawks. They're not watching Portland. You know, they're not watching Minnesota. They're not watching Utah. And, you know, Portland has been getting disrespected for years. And the same with the Jazz, honestly. And I think it's just time to put respect on these teams' names, especially Utah. Utah, who's actually playing tonight, they will be playing Minnesota at home. I think it's just, you know, I think it's time. I think it's time we stop looking at teams and franchises as either smaller or big markets and just accept the fact that that stigma is going to start to go away, at least for the Utah Jazz it is. So I'm very excited for that. So let's talk about some of our games that we have previewed for tonight. We have Atlanta at Memphis, OKC at Charlotte, Cleveland at Detroit, Orlando with Washington. The 76ers will be taking on the Knicks, Indiana at Chicago, Toronto at San Antonio, like I said before, Minnesota at Utah, Houston will play Portland, and the Phoenix Suns will take on the Sacramento Kings. So that's a pretty nice lineup of games. I'm really excited. The ones on NBA TV will be the Sixers versus the Knicks, and then Houston versus Portland. Also Atlanta at Memphis, which is actually just about to start. So if you guys have League Pass, if you guys love basketball, make sure you guys check out these teams. I'm really, like I said, I'm very optimistic about the Utah Jazz moving forward into the season. I think that they are definitely one of the teams that you guys want to be watching. So keep an eye out for them, especially if you live in Utah. Guys, I know this is kind of a shorter episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'm going to try to pump out more and more content as time goes on. Thanks so much for supporting the channel. Like I said, if you guys have any questions or comments, feel free to email at ballfortheFilthyCasual@gmail.com. And it's only a matter of time now before we get our YouTube channel, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter. Everything's going to be set up. So like I said, this episode's a little shorter. I wanted to give you guys a good preview and kind of like a post-cap of what happened on Christmas Day. I hope you guys have a happy new year going into 2021. You know, a lot of crappy things happened in 2020. So I think that this year is going to be our year. Let's try to keep it as positive as possible. Guys, thanks for listening. Keep it weird and keep watching ball.